Sagt the Mishnah, if Chalitza is done at night, the Chalitza is valid. Rabbi Elazar says it's possible. If Chalitza is done with the left foot, it's possible. Rabbi Elazar says it's valid. Should we say that the first machlokes is based on whether we compare monetary cases to tzaras cases? The Tanakhama Lachari would say that we do not, and therefore monetary cases may even be done at night, and Rabbi Elazar would say that they are compared. Rabbi says no, everyone would agree that we do not compare monetary cases to tzaras cases, and therefore the end of a monetary case may be done at night, but not the beginning. The machlokes is whether a Chalitza is given the status of the end of the case, that's what Tanakhama holds, or the beginning of the case, which is what Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Bar Chiya from Kitosfo, he did a chalitza with a shoe of felt by himself, and he did it at night. Shmuel commented, showing his displeasure for having done so. Why was Shmuel not happy about it? Because there's an anonymous brisa that allows a felt shoe to be used, and another anonymous brisa that allows it to be done at night. Mor says it was because he did it alone, which follows a singular opinion. Mor says another teretz, they actually all only follow a singular viewer, and that says that it may be done so lechatchila, and that's why Shmuel wasn't happy about it. The Mishnah said, "B'smoil chalitzasa v'chulu." Why did the Rabbanan say that it would be possible? So Ula said, "The learning there is shove on the word regal from Metzayra. Just over there, the blood has to be put on the right foot by Metzayra. So to a chalitza that has to be done on the right foot." In fact, remember, we find that Rabbi Elazar makes a zayir shava on the word oizen from Metzayra to the case of nirza, meaning a slave who has his ear pierced to remain a slave beyond Shemitah, and it would therefore seem logical that he would make the zayir shava of regal as well. So why does he say it's okay if it's done with the left foot? Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef and the name of Rabbi Yochanan and said the shita of Rabbi Banan and Rabbi Elazar must be reversed. Rabbi said we don't have to reverse the shitas, and the reason Rabbi Elazar does not dash on the zayir shava of regal is because the words are not open and available for drasha, and therefore we'd be able to refute the drasha, the Xerio show by saying that the Metzayra is different because it also has other obligations. You have to bring the Ezoiv, you have to bring the wood and the Shnitalas, etc. Zok the Mishnah, if the Yavama removed the shoe and spat, but did not read the Psukim, the Chalitza is valid. If she read the Psukim and spat, so she didn't remove the shoe, the Chalitza is possible. If she removed the shoe and read the Psukim, but she didn't spit, Rabbi Elazar says the Chalitza is possible, and Rabbi Akiva says the Chalitza is kosher. Rabbi Elazar said the Pasuk says, Kocha Yeyase, which teaches that every action is essential, which is why failure to spit makes it possible. Rabbi Akiva says it's not a proof, because the Pasuk says, Kocha Yeyase Li'ish, only actions done to the man, meaning removing the shoe, that's the only ones that is essential. Dr. Mishnah Vaitev, Chalitza is done on a deaf mute Yavam, or if done by a deaf mute Yavama, or on a Yavam who is a cotton, the Chalitza is possible. If a Yavama who is a katana did Chalitza, she has to do it again when she's an adult. If she does not, her Chalitza is possible. If Chalitza was done in front of two judges, or if it was done in front of three, but one of the three were then found to be possible, the Chalitza is possible. Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Hassandah say it would be kosher. It once happened that a Chalitza was done when only the Yavam and Yavama were there, alone in prison, and Rabbi Akiva said it's actually a kosher Chalitza. Zakti Gemara Rava said, now that we say the reading of the Pesukim is not essential, if a mute man or a woman does the Chalitza, it will be valid. The Mishnah says that a deaf mute man or a woman who does Chalitza or a cotton who does Chalitza is possible. Presumably this is because they can't read the Pesukim. Mar says, no, the reason is because they're not mentally competent. If so, why can a mute do Chalitza? Mar says, a mute person is mentally competent. The Yeshiva Rabbiane said that deaf mutes cannot do Chalitza based on the Pesuk of V'omar and V'omra. They have to actually speak. If so, a mute person should also be possible. He also can't speak. Rava must have made a statement on the later part of the Mishnah that says a deaf mute may not do chalitza. He says that's because they can't read, and if so, a mute will also not be valid for chalitza. The reason why the beginning of the Mishnah says the chalitza is valid, even if psukim are not read, is because since they can be read, but they just weren't, it's called a royal labila, is a labila me'akeves by. Zok the Gemara, they sent to the father of Shmuel, if Yavama spat at one of the brothers in Bezdin, she may no longer do Yibim and must do Chalitza. Who does this follow? Can't follow Rabbi Akiva, because he says spitting is not essential at all. Should we say that it only follows Rabbi Elazar? But he says that removing the shoe is also essential. So spitting without removing the shoe can't passel her from the brothers, because doing so, just doing one of the permitting acts without the other can't have an effect. So what's pshat? The Gemara follows Rebbe, who says regarding Karbonis, that doing one permitted act without the second permitting act, without a second permitting act, it does have an effect. The same would be over here regarding Chalitza.